Proceeds from advertising on this podcast will be donated to the YMCA of Central Kentucky. Since 1853, the YMCA has worked to strengthen the bluegrass community by putting Christian principles into practice through programs that build healthy spirit, mind, and body for all people. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and sharing Evening Prayer with Bob. Good evening. It is November 1st in the year 2020. The Feast of All Saints, and this is Evening Prayer. Let my prayer be set forth in your sight as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. The Lord be with you. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. O gracious light, pure brightness of the ever-living Father in heaven, O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed. Now, as we come to the setting of the sun, and our eyes behold the vesper light, we sing your praises, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices, O Son of God, O Giver of life, and to be glorified through all the worlds. The psalm appointed for All Saints' Day is Psalm 148. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all you angels of His. Praise Him, all His host. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, heaven of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He made them stand fast forever and ever. He gave them a law which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and fog, tempestuous wind doing His will. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and winged birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world, young men and maidens, old and young together, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name only is exalted. His splendor is over the earth and heaven. He has raised up strength for His people and praise for all His loyal servants, the children of Israel, a people who are near to Him. Hallelujah! And the second psalm this evening, the very last psalm in the Bible, 150. Hallelujah! Praise God in His holy temple. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him for His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the blast of the ram's horn. Praise Him with lyre and harp. Praise Him with timbrel and dance. Praise Him with strings and pipe. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Praise Him with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The lesson for All Saints' Day is from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 5, beginning with the first verse. Then the righteous will stand with great confidence in the presence of those who have oppressed them and those who make light of their labors. When the unrighteous see them, they will be shaken with dreadful fear, and they will be amazed at the unexpected salvation of the righteous. They will speak to one another in repentance and in anguish of spirit. They will groan and say, "These are the persons whom we once held in derision and made a byword of reproach, fools that we were. We thought that their lives were madness and that their end was without honor. Why have they been numbered among the children of God? And why is their lot among the saints? Because the hope of the ungodly is like thistledown carried by the wind and like a light frost driven away by a storm. It is dispersed like smoke before the wind, and it passes like the remembrance of a guest who stays but a day. But the righteous live forever, and their reward is with the Lord. The Most High takes care of them. Therefore they will receive a glorious crown and a beautiful diadem from the hand of the Lord, because with his right hand he will cover them, and with his arm he will shield them." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The New Testament lesson this evening is from the Book of Revelation, chapter 21, beginning with the first verse. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no needs of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring it into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servant will worship them. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no more night. They need no light or lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light. And they will reign forever and ever. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has shown mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us say together what we believe. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. 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 Today is the Feast of All Saints, the first holy day of the new liturgical year. In truth, it's New Year's Day, the beginning of a new season. And we begin by remembering not just our God, not just our Savior and our Comforter, but we remember the brothers and sisters upon whom our faith is built. We stand on the shoulders of giants, yes we do. We stand on the shoulders of saints, martyrs and preachers, teachers and servants, slave and free, black and white, gay and straight, famous and anonymous. Those who have done great things that changed the world, and saints who have done tiny holy acts that changed someone's world. All the saints. Today we remember those who work and wait and watch and weep. We remember the sick. We remember the teachers, the ones who helped guide us along the path of life toward the throne of the God and the Lamb. We remember the ones who wrote our scriptures, the ones who poured themselves out on the page, sometimes for good, sometimes for ill, but always so full of honesty and truth. We pray for the singers and musicians. We give thanks for the parents and grandparents and uncles and aunts. We give thanks for the coaches, for the trainers and instructors. We give thanks for the police and fire fighters. We give thanks for first responders. We give thanks for all who have carried on the love and life and work of Christ in the world. We give thanks for their triumphs and their failures. We give thanks for their strength and their shortcomings. And on this, the Feast of All Saints, I give thanks for you. You're a saint. You are a saint, whether you know it or not, whether anybody else calls you that or not. You bear the seeds of the love of Christ in your heart and in your hands and in your words. You bear the seeds of kindness. And whoever sows those seeds, whoever, wherever, to whomever, those are the saints. Those are the saints. You're a saint. And tonight I give thanks for you. Praise be to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, we entreat you, O Lord. That your holy angels may lead us in paths of peace and goodwill, we entreat you, O Lord. That we may be pardoned and forgiven for our sins and offenses, we entreat you, O Lord. That there may be peace to your church and to the whole world, we entreat you, O Lord. That we may depart this life in your faith and fear and not be condemned before the great judgment seat of Christ, we entreat you, O Lord. That we may be bound together by your Holy Spirit in the communion of all your saints, entrusting one another and all our life to Christ, we entreat you, O Lord. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory, everlasting. Amen. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying, soothe the suffering, pity the afflicted, shield the joyous, and all for your love's sake. Amen. This evening from the World Cycle of Prayer, we pray for the people of Myanmar. And from the Ecumenical Cycle of Prayer, we pray for our sisters and brothers, members of the Zion Christian Church. Lord God, whose Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, triumphed over the powers of death and prepared for us our place in the New Jerusalem. Grant that we, who have this day given thanks for his resurrection, may praise you in that city of which he is the light, and where he lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray now for our own needs and for those of others. Lord Jesus, for our sake you were condemned as a criminal. Visit our jails and prisons with your pity and judgment. Remember all prisoners and bring the guilty to repentance and amendment of life according to your will. And give them hope for their future. When they are held unjustly, bring them release, forgive us, and teach us to improve our justice. Remember those who work in these institutions. Keep them safe. Keep them humane and compassionate, and save them from becoming brutal or callous. And since what we do for those in prison, O Lord, we do for you, constrain us to improve their lot. All this we ask for your mercy's sake. Amen. O God, our Father, whose Son forgave his enemies while he was suffering shame and death, strengthen those who suffer for the sake of conscience. When they are accused, save them from speaking in hate. When they are rejected, save them from bitterness. When they are imprisoned, save them from despair. And to us, your servants, give grace to respect their witness and to discern the truth, that our society may be cleansed and strengthened. This we ask for the sake of Jesus Christ, our merciful and righteous judge. Amen. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplication to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.